I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The latest legal changes in Iran target virtual churches and online ministries. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says by making online activity illegal, the new amendments give Iranian officials more opportunity to persecute religious minorities like Christians. Believers already face severe opposition from the Iranian government and radical factions within the country, and this change puts them in even more danger. Join Heart for Iran and other groups in a Zoom meeting next Friday to discuss this development and how you can help. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
We are asking the international community to mobilize international advocacy initiatives, launch awareness campaigns, and come together to bring a unified front in opposing the violation of religious freedom in Iran.
And COVID-19 is keeping people inside, but the gospel isn't bound. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says that people are still asking for scripture booklets and gospel materials. She talks about a woman in New York who recently contacted them.
She only wanted 20 in English and 30 in Spanish, but she says, I go and I get free food, and I'd like to give some out while I'm standing in line waiting for the free food. I think that that is indicative of the kind of heart distributors have and open to seeing opportunities and needs. And that's what we're seeing. People are finding other ways.
Parents want resources for their children. Those giving out food are also handing out scripture. And the stories go on. Pray that God would continue to use these booklets to offer hope during COVID-19.
You can just hand it out or give it in the best way you can in this environment, and it can still do the work.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.